You're listening to the audio production of A Path Through Pain, How Faith Deepens and Joy Grows Through What You Would Never Choose by Ed and Lisa Young, published by Zondervan and read by the authors.
To EJ, Landra, and Laurie, and to their incredible spouses, Jessica, Brad, and Sam, you have stood strong in the face of adversity and pain and carried the weight of grief so amazingly. To our siblings, Ben, Cliff, and Laurie, your love and support during our darkest hours exemplify what family should be. Thank you for your love and constant encouragement. To Denny and Sude, Mac and Julie, your wisdom in simply being there for us gives context to genuine friendship in any situation life brings. To the staff and members of Fellowship Church, you have walked this road with us and have shown us what an army of prayer warriors should look like. Thank you for being the church. To all who are walking through pain of any kind, but especially addiction, we dedicate every word of this book to you. Stay the course hand in hand with Jesus. And finally, to Lee Beth, you are forever in our hearts and minds. And your life will always serve a purpose in sharing Jesus with the world. Running toward the storm. Have you ever been in a sandstorm? We have. We were in Arizona several years ago and were blasted by one. A sandstorm is a strong wind that carries dust, debris, and obviously sand. Although they're not normally life-threatening, they can be surprising, temporarily blinding, breathtaking, and disorienting, all of which is also a pretty accurate description of what it feels like when you're caught in a storm of life. Chances are you're in a storm like that right now. Even if you don't show it on the outside, you're stuck in a storm of suffering, struggle, or even shame, unable to see your way out, finding it nearly impossible to hear the hopeful, encouraging words of God and others. You may be experiencing so much hurt that you aren't sure you'll ever recover. And if you've faced one storm after another, you may have worked so hard just to survive that you don't realize the full extent of the damage you've suffered. You may not even want to know because the very thought of processing your grief and loss feels overwhelming. Your current situation could be the reason you picked up this book, grasping for just an ounce of relief. Or perhaps you realize that what you've been doing to cope with your pain isn't healthy and it's time to make a change. Maybe you've been through some sort of abuse or neglect, pain, death, despondency, divorce, depression, pain. Maybe you met someone and thought, wow, they're the one. Then boom, they stopped returning your calls and texts. Pain. The rebellious teenager. Pain. The diagnosis. Pain. Or maybe the deal finally closed or the promotion finally came through and you thought, okay, this is going to be the answer to my problems. Then the bottom fell out. Pain. These situations are all forms of acute trauma, so it's understandable that we sometimes find it difficult to get through our pain. It's normal to sometimes feel stuck in anger, blame, confusion, depression, guilt, shame, or bouts of hopelessness when working through this kind of pain. This is especially true if you've been dealing with compounding trauma for most of your life, going all the way back to your family of origin. Your pain may cause you to isolate, to get stuck in feelings of rejection, or to continually seek approval. Perhaps you are frightened of personal criticism, are drawn to unhealthy relationships, or feel guilty about standing up for yourself. You may judge yourself harshly, constantly keep yourself busy, or strive for perfection in everything. All of these can be signs that you are masking deep pain instead of facing it in a healthy way. The truth is that we're all dealing with pain at
Sample complete. Ready to continue?